The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Word of God. They came to Capernaum, and on the Sabbath Jesus entered the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. In their synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Quiet, come out of him." The unclean spirit convulsed him and with a loud cry came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
Taught them with authority. Now that word, authority, it has a twofold meaning. It means the right to be able to do something, but also the power to see it through, to do it. Now, I don't like to toot my own horn, but I am a very powerful man. When I was little, used to pinch my brother, make him cry. And then I'd tickle him to make him laugh. My mom would come in, "What's going on? We're just playing. Look, he's laughing." Am I the only one that did that to a younger brother? Apparently I am. Forget I mentioned that. But as I grew older, I became more sophisticated in the way I wield my power. I can pout to get my way. I can be stubborn until another person gives in. I can talk about people behind their back, turn others against them. I can hold another person's sin over their head constantly, make them feel bad about it. I can be passive-aggressive to get what I want, and no one knows I come out smelling like a rose. I am a very powerful man. We are very powerful people. Have you ever seen the movie Bruce Almighty? In the movie, Bruce moans and groans about what a crummy life God has given him. That he could do a much better job of running the world if he was God. And so what does God do? He gives him all the power to do it. Bruce is in charge. And at first, Bruce wastes that power. He does silly things like separating the soup in the soup bowl like Moses in the Red Sea. He uses all of that power to get ahead in his career. He discovers the body of Jimmy Hoffa. Eventually, the world descends into chaos. And so Bruce seeks out God, who at this time is working as a night shift janitor. And he laments to God that things are not going well. That no matter what he does, no matter how much power he has, he just can't get people to love him of their own free will. And God answers back, "Welcome to my world." Eventually, Bruce realizes that having all of the power in the world means that you cannot be selfish. Having all of that power means that you have to be unselfish in all of your interactions, that you have to look out not for yourself, but to look out for everyone around you. That is precisely the power that Jesus wields, the power to help aid others. That is precisely the power that God has given each and every one of his disciples.